This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Her name is pronounced comma, like the punctuation mark, look, Kamala, okay?
Okay.
Seriously, I've heard every sort of bastardization.
Okay. So what?
Names can be so hard to pronounce sometimes. Even the names of people who have been on the scene for years. Say it with me. Kamala.
That's what I asked Kamala.
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 Kamala. Kamala.
Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There was nobody more insulting to Biden than she was. She said horrible things about him. She said horrible things about him. Horrible things. And now all of a sudden she's running to be vice president, saying how wonderful he is.
He also went back to his old playbook, resorting to a familiar sexist jeer for his new competitor, calling the senator nasty.
Called her nasty three times, using that really gendered word to describe her.
Phony Kamala and Sleepy Joe. Phony is a very gendered term.
Okay, this is news to me.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
After I hopefully get elected, we'll be terminating the payroll tax, so that will mean anywhere from $5,000 to even more per family, and also great for businesses and great for jobs.
Is a payroll tax cut okay from your point of view,
no,
or is it a non-starter?
No, it is not. On the payroll tax cut, this is necessary because our economy and our people need this boost.
Unchained and unstoppable.
And the president was slamming President Obama, Vice President Biden, accusing them of spying on the Trump campaign. That is just not true. That did not happen.
You're a clown. That's all you'll ever be.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And I've just gotten some kind of response here from the Parker administration about these death toll numbers. Yesterday they said there were 18 confirmed deaths, 17 in the nursing homes of Charlie Parker regulates. But in over the last few After the last 2 weeks, it's been somewhere between 2 and 32 deaths. But now they've put up a new number that says there have only been 14 confirmed deaths over the last 2 weeks. 14 instead of 150. So I'm looking at the response. Pages 32 to 36 describe the confirmed and probable cases that were identified 7/26 through 8/8. The number of deaths represent the number of deaths that occurred among those cases. So I guess that means the number's 14. So the number's not 150 or 200. It's 14. That's very interesting to know, especially since they're cracking down on backyard parties and barbecues when one person a day is dying. Have I got it? I hope I have that straight now. I'm just, you know, using their own numbers. I'm studying the data. I'm into the metrics, you know. Metrics is very important. It's a day without metrics is like a day without sunshine, I always say. Time now for the Chump Line.
New York City rats are eating themselves. Does that make them demo rats?
It's like a Democrat primary debate. I guess Joe Biden forgives Kamala for chewing on his leg during that debate last fall when she basically called him a racist.
I bet you the next time we see Joe Biden riding a bicycle, it's going to be a bicycle built for two, and he's not going to be the one sitting in the front.
And it's going to have training wheels on the back. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, celebrating the return of professional sports, such as they are. Problem is, just when we thought it was safe to watch hockey, they ruined that for us. We think we're going back to our new favorite sport, downhill dirt track marble racing.
Comma, a chameleon. In Basement Joe, in Basement Joe.
I want to know how to pronounce Harris. Is it Harris or is it harass?
You got to pronounce both R's. It's Harris.
Harris.
You know, back in the day when I used to smoke cigarettes, I used to love to have an unsalted Kamala every day.
They were the largest selling cigarette in America for decades. Made in Winston-Salem, North Carolina by R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company.
You say Camila, I say Kamala. Let's call the whole thing off.
I'm with you. Let's stop harassing Senator Harass.
Maybe saying they're easily surviving, but the campaign seems to be dying. Shame on them to have the teleprompter lying. Catch you later, sleepy Joe Biden.
Joe did seem to be somewhat more energized yesterday. I wonder what they gave him, a Red Bull or just a double tapioca pudding?
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. What's all this malarkey about the 25th Amendment? We only just passed the 18th Amendment. My running mate, Kamala, promised me that she'd serve me loyally, just like she did Willie Brown. I mean it.
I don't think that's going to be a problem in the campaign. Speaking of camels, though, I just thought of Joe Camel. Remember Joe Camel?
Well, he did just say Camel Joe.
Yeah, no, that's what made me think of Joe Camel.
You don't say.
If teachers are virtually teaching in virtual classrooms, shouldn't we virtually pay them?
I'd like a break on my virtual property tax.
We've got the cut, but Trump did say today, if the schools are closed, why are we paying them?
Do we have that? You play it. Play
it's,
that.
It's a minute long. We can
play
it later.
We'll play. Okay.
Howie, I live alone. If I catch myself not wearing a mask in my own house, am I supposed to turn myself in?
I'm still trying to get that list from the governor's office. I'm having enough time getting these death statistics. They're not really very agreeable to turning over the snitch line logs. But yeah, I think you should. You should. Call the number and turn yourself in and then leave your number where they can reach you.
Charlie Parker calling. I'm lonely, so lonely, so lonely I'm feeling inside.
He hasn't been able to visit anybody. No one's been able to visit him except for his state police officers and some of his payroll patriots since March. And he's a lonely guy.
You ever notice these specialty stores, especially the shoe stores, when they're broken into and looted? There's never any work shoes missing.
That's an old joke, but it's appropriate for the moment.
Hey, Howie, Seattle has a bunch of openings in the police department. Bring your own body armor.
Portland has outdone Seattle, though. Portland is a bigger armpit right now on the West Coast than Seattle, even. And they both outdistanced San Francisco and L.A. by a country mile.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want to force the entire country to wear masks. The entire country should force them to read the Constitution.
What Constitution? I think Senator Harass cares even less about the Constitution than Joe plugs Biden.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. If you want to leave a message, call 844-500-4242. We've changed the hours for the Chump Line. The Chump Line is open for contributions from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. every day. If you want to call in tomorrow at 1 p.m., leave a message on the Chump Line. You can complain about the new reduced hours if you'd like, and I'm sure we'll be getting a lot of complaints about that. But the number is 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And at 7 o'clock every night, we post Chopped Chumps. And those are the messages that didn't make it onto the air just now at Chopped Chumps. You can get them wherever you get your Howie Carr podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, celebrating the return of professional sports, such as they are. Problem is, just when we thought it was safe to at least watch hockey, they ruined that for us. We think we're going back to our new favorite sport, downhill dirt track marble racing.
You say Camila, I say Kamala. Let's call the whole thing off.
Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. I mean, Noel Coward wrote that, those lines, I believe. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave, he's debonair, he's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
So let's institute a mask mandate nationwide, starting immediately, and we will save lives.
That's not what Dr. Fauci said in March. Now they're mandatory, though. He wants them. Same with the Surgeon General. He said it was just nonsense, basically. And but now it's, let's play. I like to hear Dr. Fauci before he.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
So you're there,
sure, because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
Mr. Surgeon General, do you agree with that? What do you have to say? The Surgeon General, here he comes.
There are things that people can do to stay safe. There are things they shouldn't be doing. And one of the things they shouldn't be doing, the general public, is going out and buying masks. It actually does not help. It's not been proven to be effective in preventing spread of coronavirus amongst the general public. And actually, people who tend to buy masks and don't know how to wear them properly, as a healthcare provider, I have to get fit tested. Folks who don't know how to wear them properly tend to touch their faces a lot and actually can increase the spread of coronavirus. You can increase your risk of getting it by wearing a mask if you are not a healthcare provider.
Who are you going to believe, the Surgeon General or Joe Biden? You going to believe Dr. Fauci or Kamala Harris?
I'll believe Dr. Jill when she tells me.
Yeah, because she's got a PhD. Okay. Honey is the free online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. And now it's part of the PayPal family. Start saving in seconds. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Howie. That's joinhoney.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you support a nationwide face mask mandate?
No, I absolutely do not.
94% do not.
Yeah, that's good. 844-500-4242. 508 says, what happened to the breakdown by ages? Poof, things disappear from MassGov. We've been talking about that. If you want to see my column on that, go to HowieCarrShow.com. It's it's the first column, and we're getting updates. They've moved all the numbers to make them less accessible to the general population. They've moved them to a website that's lesser viewed. They buried them deep in it, and none of the numbers make any sense. They've cut the numbers from hundreds in the last couple of weeks to 14 for the for the last 2 weeks, 12 of which were over the age of 80. 12 over the age of 80. Nobody in their 70s, nobody in their 60s or 50s. Two between 40 and 49, and 12 in their 80s. And that's it for Massachusetts, according to the new numbers. We may have some other numbers. We may have new numbers tomorrow, just like we had different numbers yesterday. They just keep moving it around. But you can be rest assured of one thing. You can't get a beer from the beer cart on your local golf course as of yesterday. That will remain in effect. And you have to produce your papers. And the snitch line remains open, too. Don't forget that. 844-500-4242. Uh-oh. Somebody called a snitch line. On the 11th green, someone is having a Bud Light. Oh, no, they just keeled over. The virus got them. I told them to have a Diet Coke, and the virus couldn't have struck them down. They didn't believe me. It's tough being a male Karen, but it's fun. It's fun.
You assume that females don't play golf?
No, I'm talking about ratting somebody out, being a male Karen.
Okay.
That's all. Portland Police Chief Chuck Lovell, he says they don't want to make any arrests. But he admitted that some people use the gatherings as an opportunity to commit crimes. Can we quote you on that, Chief? Okay, this is the district attorney for Portland, Oregon. I don't know how to pronounce it. Multnomah County, I guess that's how you pronounce it. As prosecutors, we acknowledge the depth of emotion that motivates these demonstrations and support those who are civically, not familiar with that word, civically engaged through peaceful protesting. And so he's announcing that they are not going to prosecute the following crimes. This is in black and white. This is a document he sent out. Interference with a police officer. I'm sure that'll make the police officers very happy. Disorderly conduct. Criminal trespass. Escape. Harassment when classified as a Class B misdemeanor. Or riot. You will no longer be prosecuted for rioting in Portland, Oregon. Isn't that great? Nancy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, Howie. How are you today?
Good.
I have a couple of things I just want to discuss very quickly. There's a lot of things about these towns and villages that are run by Democrats. My aunt was brutally murdered in the Morris Senior part of the Bronx, and it was a Democratic mayor mm-hmm. and a Democratic governor. And this was in 1974.
Yeah.
And her name was Florence Ritz. So I just want to explain to people that things haven't changed that much because you can see what's going on now.
Well, remember when New York passed the death penalty under George Pataki, the governor, and the first death penalty case that came up was in the Bronx where your aunt was murdered. And there was a district attorney, I think his name was Johnson, and he refused to seek the death penalty, right?
That's correct. And the one was 14 years old and one was 18 years old who killed my aunt. So it's just pathetic what I'm watching going on and other people feeling what my family feels. But that said, I also want to make a comment, please, on Michelle Obama.
Yes.
I hope that every grandmother, mother, wife, sit on your husbands.
I don't know what that means. Thanks for the call, Nancy. We'll have some more calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If the president has the unilateral power to order every single citizen to cover their face in nearly all instances, what other powers does he have? That's why he refused Biden to take questions. He couldn't answer any of them. Couldn't answer the questions. He refuses to take questions. He never takes questions. I take questions. He never takes questions. And you sort of wonder what's going on because they're not that difficult.
Yeah, I think that's the highlight so far of the president's press conference this afternoon. He raises a good point. If he can order people to wear articles of clothing, what else can he order you to do? How much power do you want him to have? And again, this is not a matter of health. You just heard Fauci and the Surgeon General, before they decided to toe the politically correct line, they were saying there's no value in wearing a mask. So this is not about necessarily about health. This is about compliance. This is about establishing a hierarchy where the state can order you not just to pay taxes or to stop at a stop sign or not walk in the crosswalk until you get the green light, but to tell you what to wear. That's pretty close to telling you what to think, isn't it? Did you like wearing a uniform? When you've been forced to wear a uniform, I never much thought it was a great idea to wear. I never wanted to wear a uniform. Even in the Cub Scouts, I didn't want to wear a uniform. Now they want you to wear a mask. Of course, it won't be mandatory for them. It'll just be mandatory for you. It's not a good time that we live in right now. And the fact that Republican governors like Charlie Parker are going along with this and are all in, and they're doubling down, and that they're playing with these numbers and pretending that there's something here that's not really a threat to 99% or maybe 98% of the people. It's very disconcerting, and the business is going down the tubes. We just read you these numbers. This is the list I got from the rentals from a real estate agent I know. This is the listing inventory as of today in Boston. And these are the top end markets. Listing units last year at this time, August 13th, 2019, 1,836. You know how many are available today? 4,772. That's 160% increase. That means people are clearing out. They're leaving. The average list price, and again, this is the high end. It's gone down from $3,500 to $3,000 to $3,100, basically, down 12%. That's only a start of what it's going down. Want to listen to a little bit of the press conference live, and then we'll go back to the calls.
And robust testing system on the planet, the number one producer of ventilators in the world by far.
We don't need
unprecedented.
I don't want to talk about ventilators and tests. We'll come back when he takes questions.
We've got another cut here.
Okay, good. Okay.
Today we saw Joe Biden continue to politicize a pandemic and to show his appalling lack of respect for the American people. That's what it is. At every turn, Biden has been wrong about the virus, ignoring the scientific evidence and putting left-wing politics before facts and evidence.
And he mentioned again that Joe Biden said when he imposed the travel ban on China that it was xenophobic, nativist, et cetera, et cetera. And he didn't even go into the fact that de Blasio and Pelosi were telling people to go down to Chinatown in their respective cities and, de Blasio told people to get on the subways, go to theaters. This was in March. And, but Biden said that it was xenophobic to cut off travel from China. And I think that was probably a pretty good idea, no matter how serious or not serious you think this thing was. It did come out of China, the Wuhan virus, or as Biden has been known to call it, the Luhan virus. 844-500-4242. Deputy Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Deputy Bob.
Howie, how are you doing? Great to be on the show here. I was just coming off a 14-day quarantine for an exposure that I had at work and had a COVID test. I'm not sure if I was ordered to have it. I was ordered to be quarantined, but when I got home from work the other night, there was a bill here from the hospital. I opened it up and was shocked that it was $300 for the COVID test.
That's I know that's the standard. That's the standard price, I think. Did you test negative or positive?
The nasal test was negative, but I also had an antibody test a week later, and I was hoping that was positive so I wouldn't have to worry about it. But as I start to look into this, there's a lot of articles, and I know the New York Times doesn't have much credibility, but one thing I'm looking at right now, why your COVID test could cost $23 or $2,315, I guess.
Well, so who ordered you to get the test?
Well, I believe my employer scheduled the test, whether I was ordered or not. You know, it kind of makes sense that
doesn't the employer then have to pick up the tab if he wanted you to have the test?
Well, I'm a part-time employee, so I've got that GIC insurance that covers. But for those that are experiencing symptoms and they want to know if they're infected, that makes sense. To make a diagnosis, that makes sense. Or there's some people that are using a standard that if you've recovered, you have to have a repeat test before you can return to work.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. I had a test when I went to see Vice President Pence on Nantucket. I had to have a test, and it was a quick turnaround test. And you know, as I was, you know, I got the piece of paper saying I tested negative, but I'm thinking to myself as I'm driving away, how do I know I didn't get infected by the first person I walked by after I left the testing place downtown? You don't know. Yeah, that's why my eyes always glaze over when they talk about tests, and they want more tests. What are more tests going to do?
It's like if your car passes inspection and then your muffler falls off on the way out of the garage, but you still have the sticker and it's still legal to drive.
Yeah, but the other thing is, yeah, but if the taillight goes out, the cop can still stop you, even if you have the sticker. And
mine was a little harder to spot.
Yeah. I always think of the taillight. That's what I always worry about. Thanks for the call, Deputy Bob. Grace just handed me a potential question for Joe Biden if he ever took a question, which I don't think he's ever going to, or if he has any choice, he's not going to. Who is more to blame for the pandemic, China or Trump? And, you know, and Kamala was lying yesterday when she said that we in the United States have the worst record of any country in the world, any industrialized country in the world. That's not true. It's not true at all. We're in the middle of the industrialized nations in terms of response. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Oh, hi, Howie. Hi. I was calling for something else, but I want to say one thing first. I live in Massachusetts. I just had to drive 45 minutes to get cigarettes. It's a bad habit, but the governor will not allow menthol in the state. It's so crazy.
I understand. I've been, you know, Mary, this is when we should have realized he was losing his mind, was when he banned menthol cigarettes, but not regular cigarettes, you know?
Sorry.
Difference. They've been around for years.
I know.
The original reason, I mean, what's the difference? I know I should quit.
I know. What kind do you smoke? You smoke Newports?
No, I smoke American Spirits.
American Spirit. You can't get those, you can't mail order those?
Well, I guess I could, but I'm busy. I don't plan ahead. I got home from work and I'm like, damn. So then I got back in my car and drove 45 minutes. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
I hope you pick up some no-deposit soft drinks and adult malt beverages, too, while you were up here.
I should do that.
Maybe some fireworks.
I wanted to tell you something else, though. It's crazy. But I wanted to tell you how I got interested in politics. I did vote for Trump.
Yeah.
I knew the Democrats were horrible. Wasn't really paying much attention to everything going on because I'm working full-time. I was taking care of my elderly mother. And then one day I came home from work, and on the channel I had on before I left, they were doing the Kavanaugh trial.
Yeah, the Kavanaugh hearings. Hearings. Yeah.
Yeah, hearing. I had no idea who he was, what was going on, but I just started listening. after about 10 minutes, I'm like, what are they doing to this man? What's going on?
Right.
I went out, talked to my husband. I said, because he watches the news all the time. I go, he's a good guy, isn't he? Because he seems like he's a good guy. And my husband goes, yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what are they doing to this man?
Yeah, well,
and in 10 minutes, I didn't know anything about this man. I could see he was innocent.
Right. Kamala Harris was one of the lead persecutors, not prosecutors. She was asking him about whether he knew some people in a law firm. I mean, it's a big law firm, right? And he I think he pointed out at the time, I don't know who's everybody who's working at the law firm. I don't know if someone just switched law firm. How would he know? And she's trying to set this perjury trap up, and it was just silly questions. And in a real trial, a judge never would have allowed it to go on because it was just fishing, trying to set somebody up. But she was so impressed with her own performance that she tweeted it out as a fundraiser. And just she's just she is a nasty person. I'm sorry. I'm going to use a gendered word. She's a nasty person.
How dare you?
And she's phony, too. Thanks for the call, Mary. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hey, Howie. I've been listening to you, and you had played that piece about Trump asking, well, if I can order you to wear a mask, what else can I do? And you were talking about, yeah, if he can start telling us what clothing we can wear. And for probably quite a while now, I've been referring to the mask as the new Star of David, because they can tell who you are based on whether or not you're going to be willing to wear a mask wherever they tell you you have to wear a mask.
Yeah, I must say, Lisa, when I see somebody wearing a mask out, and I understand if I go into a restaurant and the waiter or the waitress is wearing a mask, I get that. They have to do it. It's required and all that. But when I see somebody out, like, riding a bicycle or in a car, especially a convertible, wearing a mask, I mean, I think to myself, how bright can this person possibly be? Or how much research has this person done before they put the mask on and got into their convertible to go 70 miles an hour down the highway?
And
yes.
Joe Biden gets up and says, we have to have a national mask update. And doesn't take any questions. And I have to say, Howie, it doesn't bother me that Joe Biden doesn't. This is what I'll say. It bothers me that Joe Biden doesn't take questions, but it infuriates me that the press seems unbothered by whether or not he takes questions. These same people who have gone at Trump like he's a carcass for the last 4 years don't even care. They don't bring it up once. They don't say, he hasn't taken one question from us. They don't care. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, well, as you were saying earlier today, Grace, we were off air, that in 2016, they thought Hillary Clinton had it in the bag, so they thought they could pretend to be objective.
Yeah, and they'll never make that mistake again.
Yeah, they'll never, no. So they're never going to give Trump the benefit of the doubt. They're never going to ask a tough question of any Democrat, especially Dementia Joe.
If they had played this game as hard as they're playing it now for Hillary Clinton, she would have won. Because they asked her about Benghazi and they asked her about her emails just enough to pretend they were fair. And now they're not even, there's no pretense. It's so obvious.
No, it is. It is. I mean, every appearance that he makes where he takes no questions and just walks away, and there's none of this yelling. Trump could announce, we've got a cure for cancer. It's been it's gone through all the clinical trials. Everyone who's going to get is going to get a cancer vaccine and be saved tonight. They would be screaming at him as he left the podium. They would be, what about the oncologists? There's going to be unemployment in the oncologist community. But Joe Biden just gets a total pass. Base on balls, Joe. Free pass. The bat never leaves his shoulder. He strolls down to first base every day. It's amazing. I'm Howie Carr.
Car. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
The president is taking calls from the masked marvels of the press. So let's go in and listen to a little bit of the
it's
live
terrible.
Press conference.
Look at some of the things that have happened in California. Look at California, where they found 1 million non-eligible voters. That was done by Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch. We have to have an honest election. And if it's not going to be an honest election, I guess people have to sit down and think really long and hard about it. But if the post office, if they're not going to approve a bill, and the post office therefore won't have the money, and if they're not going to approve a big bill, a bigger bill, and they're not going to have the $3.5 billion for the universal mail-in votes, how can you have those votes? What would mean is the people will have to go to the polls and vote, like the old days, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. They have to go to the, it doesn't say anybody's taking the vote away, but it means that the universal mail-ins don't work. Absentees do work. It's a very different thing. An absentee where you make an application and you send it in, they send you a vote, it's different. But so, Caitlin, I'm not saying anything wrong with voting. I want them to vote. But that would mean that they'd have to go to a voting booth like they used to and vote.
Even if they don't feel safe voting in person, people want to vote by mail because...
Well, they're going to have to feel safe, and they will be safe, and we will make sure that they're safe. And we're not going to have to spend $3.5 billion to do it. And when you go to a voting, it would be wonderful if we had voting ID, and some states have that and some states don't because they can't get it passed. Most states want it. But we want people to vote, but we want people to vote so when they vote, it means one vote. It doesn't mean ballots all over the place. You saw what was happening in Virginia, where piles of ballot applications are dropped all over the state. They had them named after dogs. They had them named after dead people. We want to have an accurate vote. I'm not doing this for any reason. Maybe the other turns out to be my advantage. I don't know. I can't tell you that. But I do know this. I just want an accurate vote. And it's a fair question, by the way. So does everybody else. Okay.
Not really.
Mr. President, how does the accord today between Israel and the UAE help struggling and persecuted Christians in the Middle East?
Help what?
How does it help struggling and persecuted Christians in the Middle East, the deal today?
Well, I think it's going to. I think it's a big start. And you're right about that. Christians have been persecuted by some countries in particular in the Middle East. And I think this is a big start. It's going to be a very strong start, very powerful start. And it's something that I will tell you, I've told David and I've told every one of our negotiators, if you look at the way Christians have been treated in some countries, it's beyond disgraceful. It's if I had information and if I had.
All right, we're going to have to take a break. We'll be back after the top of the hour. Everybody hang on who's still on the line. We'll take your calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.